starts with a thought that develops into an idea and is brought forward. Don't lose it. Make sure it's caught, because inspiration is not something that can be bought. So when you're looking for more, don't go looking in a store. You have to open the door to your mind. That's what thinking is for. You can't give it a price tag. You can't collect it all and put it in a bag. When the weight of the world makes your frame sag, it's your imagination that can bring your smile back. Now let's look at that word imagination. It's so responsible for everyone's fascination. It turns the divided into a nation. It breaks us free of any limitation. It allows you to broaden your mind. It's kind of amazing how you can unwind from all the things that you're trying to leave behind. How do we channel it, though? How do we actually know what soil to use and which seed to sow? How do we cheer ourselves up with imagination when we're feeling low? I'm going to mention one way, even though there are a thousand other things I could discuss or say. It could be painting, building, or performing in a play, and you'll discover something incredible for yourself one day. But right now, let's talk about words. Using them above society's standards makes you a nerd. Isn't that the craziest thing you've ever heard? Or does it at least sound a little absurd? It's an incredible experience to pour out your core, reflecting all the things you adore. Don't let your imagination hide. Let it roar. Why should we make fun of something so beautiful? Why deny something that shows off your soul? Why, words allow us to be creative and masterful. Words are influential and powerful. They're not something we should fight. Embrace them. It's only right that you write when everything feels dark, bleak, or like an endless night. Words can pull you out of your mess. Words allow people to bless you when all the stress of the world makes you feel less than you already are. The positive words of those around you make you take a second guess. They lift us up into the air. They help carry our despair when life seems unruly or unfair. Words can help you out. Words will always be there. They never run out. There'll always be something there about when your mind is full of clout. To clear it all up, just let out a shout. They allow us to see ourselves as something we didn't know we could be. They bring forth one's personality. That's something we should all want. We should use them fully and happily. They can describe the stars in the sky. They allow us to fly. They answer the question as to why a wordsmith can be remembered forever, even if he is to die. Don't you see? With words, we can extend our being and don't have to pretend to be something we're not. We can send our thoughts into the world, grab society, and actually make it bend. They have that much power. No matter the hour, they never go sour, and there's something time cannot devour. So even when you've turned to dust, just trust that your words must continue. They'll never wear out or rust. Words are in our language. Even the average Joe can use them. They act as a passage to civilization. We're no longer in the days of the savage. So instead of relying on instinct, use your mouth or your pen's ink to establish a link between your mind and heart. Now, don't blink. Here's the most important part. They act as a guide to the deepest recesses of our mind. They help us find truth and enlightenment in ourselves. They keep us from being blind. So when you're feeling blue, when you think something isn't true or don't have a clue what life has in store for you, just know words are real. Because the emotions they make you feel are as hard as steel. They're as filling as any dish or meal. They provide satisfaction. So if you're looking for action or moving unsteadily and just need some traction, words are the answer. And in order to use them effectively, just access your passion. They provide so much light. So you don't lose sight of the fact that you're a flying kite and you're yet to reach your maximum height. Yeah, that is it.